Hello, big thinkers. Welcome to Life with Innovation, a podcast where every Wednesday we discuss all topics around the world of innovation. I'm your host, Daniel, and in today's podcast, we look into commercialized robotics that are currently introduced into the market. If you want to support the show, please follow and leave a five-star review wherever you listen to podcasts, and also follow us on Instagram at Life with Innovation. Thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy the show. Everyone, I hope you're all doing well. Today's topic is going to be about robots and the overall robotics that are in the industry today. It seems as though in the past decade, I would say, robots has really been picking up steam, right? I mean, I remember when I was in high school when it was first introduced, Spot, which was an old janky looking robot that from Boston Dynamics that'd be running around like a warehouse or something, and then a couple months later they decided to throw a banana in front of it. You know, obviously it's marketing really to get people to kind of like robots, but it really is as though we're seeing them everywhere, right? I mean, if you go to the mall, there's these night scope, I think that's what it's called. It's like these gigantic egg-looking things that roam around the mall, and they help people find directions, or they even nowadays can understand when something bad is happening. So it's honestly really cool. I feel like robots is going to be the next phase, the next big thing that's going to be coming out. Military drones, or drones in general. Soon you'll be getting Amazon packages delivered right to your front door, or maybe your backyard. However they want to get closer to your home. In Japan, I know that they have restaurants that now have robots, which is really cool. I've seen videos where somebody would just put a piece of like food in a plate on a robot's hands, and it would go straight to the table and drop it off. I think that's also really cool. I think this is getting really big, especially given the whole pandemic thing that's been happening recently. One speculation that I saw a few futurists were talking about how the market is going to change in that direction. It was interesting to read about it. They're mentioning how robots might take the place of really waiters. It's probably one of the biggest markets. I mean, like I mentioned, because of the pandemic that happened, I mean, less communication or less contact with humans, the better. I feel like this is really going to change or reshape the way things move forward. Not too sure if it'll happen here in the United States. Maybe in some places, like in the bigger metropolis cities, but I know in other countries it's beginning to be a really, really big thing. So if there's any time to start looking into investments for all my investors out there, AI technology, big data, those type of things are something to really look out for. So keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. So today, what I really wanted to talk about was these three main companies. I had mentioned Spot already from Boston Dynamics. And Ghost Robotics is a similar company to Boston Dynamics. I'll tell you the difference in a moment. And then Brain Corp. So these are the big honchos here in the industry, at least that I've seen. If you suggest any other ones, hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM, and let me know if there's some other ones that I should be looking out for, if there's some that you want me to talk about more in depth. So yeah, starting with Boston Dynamics, they're more commercial based from what I've seen, and they are now available to purchase, which is really, really cool, because I'm telling my fiance all the time that how would you feel if we had a Spot in the house, you know, like a dog, you know, like we have a dog right now, but imagine having a Spot that can get me some water, or help me bring up the groceries. And that their price though is pretty crazy. It's definitely geared more towards like actual enterprise businesses, right? So you're looking at a price of $75,000. That is one pretty penny there. I mean, you're getting what you pay for though. You're getting the latest and greatest of robotic technology. What's really cool is if you go onto their website, you can look at payload options. So some of them, you can, for an extra $22,000, you can get color panorama capabilities and communication capabilities, inspection capability, and another one that I actually really saw that was really interesting was AI technology, or the Spot Core AI. It provides advanced processing for applications requiring on-robot computation. So I imagine Ghost Robotics is quite similar because they create similar robots, but they're more for military. I've noticed when you go on their website, they're really heavily geared towards the military. And even if you go to their Instagram page, the same thing, very militarized kind of marketing. But that's not the only thing that Boston Dynamics makes. They also make Atlas, and I'm sure everyone has seen these. They've done, it's like a humanoid, the first humanoid robot, which I think that's the coolest thing. I would love to have a robot friend that would help me with the groceries. That is so, so cool. I mean, have you guys seen those American Ninja Warrior style acrobatics that they do? They could do backflips, front flips. Oh my God, it's so, so cool. I've been keeping up with them, with the company as a whole, for a really long time. In the very beginning, they were using, they're kind of like QR codes. So when they wanted the robot to interact with something, the camera would notice the QR code and kind of understand exactly what it needed to do. So in the early development, it would go to a door and it has an extended arm, and Spot would walk over to it and know that it needs to open that door. So it would grab the handle and pull it open, which was that I'm already familiar with. I've worked with Waymo in the past, and that was a similar style of robotic learning. I'll say that that was really interesting. So the type of applications that Spot is actually geared for in terms of commercial is construction, oil, gas, electric utility, mining, public safety, and really, really cool one, entertainment. They're using these robots to perform for people. If you go to their website, you'll find some really cool stuff there. But the reason why they're mainly, this is the first step to actually getting the public to, one, really like the idea of robots, and two, get them to be approved in common household. Big reason is AI is not really all there. I mean, you see AI be thrown all over the place, but AI is going to take a really long time. I mean, maybe not really long time, but it's going to take a while for it to have the full capabilities as humans. I mean, the way that we perceive the world. And even then, I still don't think that it's going to be absolutely perfect. The day it does will be, I mean, we're going to start questioning consciousness, right? But AI is being thrown around all over the place. Spot mainly uses machine learning. And we'll get into more detail on that a little bit later. Right now, I'm trying to sell you guys on this, because $75,000 for your own Spot, that's pretty cool. this is absolutely amazing. I mean, I love looking on their website. You guys should definitely check them out. And same thing with Ghost Robotics. like I said, they're more, it seems like they're more for payload security inspection and like guard drones is kind of what they sell themselves on, it seems. I think that's really cool too. I can see robotics like this going into the military, and then, you know, right now it's being commercial use, but going into the military more frequently than it and be accepted in that realm than it will in any other industry. But moving on to Brain Corp, not too sure if you guys have seen this one. These guys are located in San Diego, and one of their biggest products is the robotic floor care. They use Brain OS systems. Essentially, they're kind of replacing, or no, not replacing. They're very, very specific about this. They're supplementing the hospitality industry and the commercial cleaning equipment. So they want these to be working with people, not against people. And I really, really like this. I want this to be distinguished throughout the robotic industry, because robots really should be seen as a helper, not really a replacement. Maybe in the next two generations, maybe they'll completely replace, but that is not for our time right now. Right now, they're focused on being an aid to humanity. And that I'm all for. I'm pretty sure we're all for. I mean, how many of you would actually want a spot to help you with your groceries? See, there I go again with the groceries. You can tell that I'm not the most excited about bringing up groceries, but this is really cool with what Brain Corp is doing. I've seen videos of it. They can analyze the world around them and kind of track where they've been. They can actually interact with people, and I don't mean interact as in say hello. I mean interact as in if somebody else walks into the aisle, it'll know that you're there and kind of move around you. Something similar that Brain Corp is doing with robots is autonomous delivery tug. So before I go any further, this overall, what Brain Corp is doing is they're putting brains or robotic brains in manual style of equipment. So they're first doing the floor care, and now they're doing autonomous delivery tug. And this one's relatively new. I've been following these guys for the past 9 years when they were still in development with their robotic floor care. What they just introduced was the delivery tug, and this one's pretty cool. This one is, I'm sure you've all seen this, basically like a pallet jack style, but it's the one that you drive. Not too sure what that one is called. Maybe it's a delivery tug too, but you basically put things on top of their little storage area in the back, and then you tell it where to go, and it knows exactly where and how to get there. And this one is more for warehouse style and applications, and it can also really be in airports, which is another thing that's pretty cool. So the applications are kind of endless. I mean, like I said, it's supposed to help people and not really be against them. So I think robots are here to stay. I don't think they're going to be moving anywhere anytime soon. And looking in the near future, I think the most exciting thing that I've seen be pitched, and I think it was pitched by Brain Corp. It was a while ago when I saw their panel for the future. That's not what it was called, by the way. That's just what I'm calling it. But I think they have a goal of turning medical beds, or putting brains into medical beds. So imagine, you know, you're in the hospital, and you're waiting for a procedure to take place. And generally, what would normally happen is when your doctors are ready, when the room is ready for you to be operated on, nurses would come in, or somebody would come in and kind of pull the bed into the operating room. Now, imagine instead, everybody's waiting in that room for you, and they just tell the bed where to go. That is probably the coolest thing. I mean, obviously, I know there's a lot of external stuff. You could be hooked up to IVs and, you know, have things wired around you and whatnot. I'm sure they're thinking of something behind it, but they're probably going to sell a whole, like a step area or something to put all the equipment there or something. But however they're going to do it, that is probably another cool thing that I'm super excited about. But I think overall, robots are not going to go in the direction of, you know, what Hollywood kind of places them at. Like, what was the movie? I, Robot, I think. Yeah, I don't think they're going to go in that direction. And I'll tell you why after a quick break. So let's go into the kind of technology that these robots use. So I see a lot of AI being thrown around, and AI is just a really big buzzword in the world of robotics. It's the same thing with the data science world, where big data gets thrown around a lot. And it's a complex word to use to describe what's actually happening. And I think it's mainly for marketing reasons. It's not necessarily, and it's also something that these companies want to strive for, which is totally fine. But it kind of misleads people just a bit for those who aren't really involved in the technology itself. So AI is made up of two parts. So it's deep learning and neural networks. So deep learning is in the case for Spot, for example. Deep learning is finding a way around a room. So if it is placed in a room and it's being told to go somewhere three rooms down or something, it can figure it out by itself. That's really what deep learning is, and you know, it'll go in, kind of look through the rooms and whatnot if it's looking for something as well. With neural networks, it's being able to perform simple computer vision tasks. So not only is the robot being told to go somewhere, but it also needs to be able to understand the visuals that it's being fed as it's walking through whatever room it's trying to get to. And along with that, Spot also utilizes machine learning, and machine learning is also another buzzword that a lot of people don't really understand just yet. But in the case of robotics, it's essentially balancing itself for the case of Spot. So you have three things happening here: AI, which is deep learning, so it's finding a way around the room, but it also needs neural networks to understand what's around it. And then it needs machine learning if it encounters rocks, if it encounters steps. It needs to understand, how am I going to move around this area? So all of that is encompassed in what these robots can and can't do. So a better way to really describe this is intelligence augmentation. Because the thing is, these robots can't think entirely for themselves. They need a human to feed them that information. So with Spot, they have these, when you purchase it, it comes with a type of remote, and the remote looks similar to, the Nintendo Switch. So it has two control, the toggles on the side, and it has a big screen. So you're able to tell it, oh, I want you to go here, and then it'll go there. But it can also be manually controlled. So it has the toggles and everything for you, for it to help out. And this is also where machine learning comes in too, because you can control it where to go. And if you happen to encounter stairs, it will know right then and there to start climbing the stairs. So it literally is like playing a video game. I think that's so cool. The fact that that's what machine learning is, right? It's a kind of an A plus B equals C, right? But the thing with machine learning is A plus B equals C, but also D. So it kind of learns, right? So if it encounters stairs, then it walks this way. If it encounters rocks, then it has to walk this way. That kind of thing. And with AI, it's a little bit different, right? AI is like a decision based using algorithms and then makes a decision based on other algorithms that it has encountered. It's a lot more complex than we would think. It's literally trying to replicate the human brain, and even we're trying to understand ourselves as well sometimes. But overall, that's kind of the technology that these computers are using. I've personally had a little taste in it when I was working with Waymo. And even then, there was still a human that had to be there to, one, obviously to protect people in and around it. And two, you have to teach these robots to learn something. You have to teach these robots to create these algorithms. So I imagine with Spot, when it was being taught all of these things, it would be told, oh, go here. And then if it made a wrong step, there would be, a robot there, or, a remote control, what I mean, with a human that would kind of stop it and tell it, no, it needs to go around this way. So then it would create, a little algorithm for itself, or if the human needs to be there to change the algorithm for making a completely wrong move, that is also the case. But nonetheless, there needs to be human intervention there at some point. And one thing that's really cool about Spot, though, is that when you purchase Spot, you have, I already mentioned that you have these other types of payloads, right? So if you want it to be more aware, if you want it to have more LiDAR awareness, more AI involved. So all of those can really play a part in how these robots can function together. I think overall this is a really, really cool first step and first buy-in for robots in general. And I think we can all admit that Spot from Boston Dynamics is probably the cutest robot we've ever seen thus far. Maybe Atlas is also up there. Atlas is pretty awesome too. I'm no shame to Atlas. I think overall what's really going to happen is all of these technologies are going to advance at a pretty quick pace, but AI specifically is what is the question, because there's even five levels to AI. And I think what we're talking about here is AI level maybe 3, max 4, because it can think for itself but make decisions based on that. I mean, it's a lot more complex than that. They freak out if they don't know how to make a decision. They just, okay, I'm done. I need a human to tell me what to do. And that is the case behind closed doors, and that's how a robot learns. Overall, I think it's really cool. I think it's something that's absolutely amazing. Thank you for stopping by the show. We really appreciate it. If you want to hear more, give us a follow on your favorite podcasting app. We post every Wednesday with surprise episode series Innovation for Tomorrow. Please give us a follow on Instagram and let us know if you have any suggestions for another topic you'd like to hear. And until next time, keep thinking big, guys. This is Life with Innovation.